Because God wants to talk to somebody. And I believe that as he talks to you, your life will never be the same. Your amen is too weak. Let's go to the book of Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. The book of Luke, the story started when Jesus went to Jericho. And I wanted to title it in so many ways, but when I start, you understand it. In Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. Luke chapter 8, verse 40 to 48. Are you there? Praise God. So it was when Jesus returned that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there came a man named Zacchaeus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter about 12 years of age, and she was dying. Because he went, the multitude threw him. Now a woman, come on, say now. Come on, say now. Come on, say now. Come on, say now. Now. Come on, say now, now, now. Ask your neighbor, do you know the now I'm talking about? Amen. Now a woman. Come on, say a woman. Come on, say a woman. There was a woman. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloth, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out of me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet in the presence of all the people. She told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said unto her, this is where the point is, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in war in peace." Come on, I know the title at the start will not make sense. Say to your neighbor, "Neighbor, what have you heard?" Come on, say, "Neighbor, what have you heard?" Hallelujah. Change is inevitable when God speaks into a situation that has obtained permanency. Listen carefully. We're going, this is a journey. You have to be with me on the fly. I said change is inevitable when God speaks into a situation that have obtained permanency. In other words, this means that when certain situations in our life has obtained a level of stability, immovability, lastingness, his work is able to bring about absolute change, or what others would term as absolute transformation. When I read the book of Genesis, it makes more sense to me, and it helps me to understand the efficacy, the effectiveness, the fervency, the usefulness, and the ability of his word that brings about change in a behavior. I got to understand this when I read the book of Genesis chapter 1. That in the verse number 2 said, "And the earth was without form." I want you to consider the earth as a human being, as a behavior. The behavior was without form. and void, darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was woven upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. I couldn't see the efficacy, the power, the fervency, the transformation ability within the Word of God until I came to the point where a behavior has been considered to be useless. Then when the Word of God appears in that situation, it obtained change. And today change is coming into our lives. We are in the world that operates under the influence of words. There is nothing that operates in this world without the proceeding of a word. If you obtain a job, the first thing you will be told is that you've achieved the job. They give you a verbal word, a confirmation. Before you got married, they told you to say something and you went back with your wife and that became marriage for you. Praise the Lord. Nothing operates in this world without words establishing it. But glory be to God, I want you to understand that if we reside on this planet Earth and everything operates under the domain of men, it means that if a man tells me it shall not be well with me, it has got the tendency that it shall not be well with me. That is why Jacob calls his sons and said to them, come, let me tell you what will be all befalling you. He detected their life from a single room. He decided their life. Joseph became, whatever Joseph became, he made it in the room. And I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter wherever you are. It doesn't matter how bad your situation is. I am here to tell you, if the word of God visits you in a manger like Jesus, you will still become the glorified one. Amen. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I said today God will glorify you in the name of Jesus. If words would determine my life, what will I do if all I have heard is that it shall not be well with me? Maybe your parents and the people around you in your vicinity told you, and the environment you live in communicate. Do you know the environment you live in can communicate to you? That is why sometimes communication makes sense when you understand it. Somebody can stand and do sign language. If you don't understand it, even though it is termed as communication, it is not effective until you will understand it. And sometimes your environment, what goes on in your behavior, what goes on in the life of your children, what goes on in the life of your marriage, what goes on in the life of your environment can tell you that nothing good can come out of you. But I'm here to tell you that not only as man God the Father say in our life, if man can say a word into your life and it can shape in your life in a naked way, I am here to tell you that God said that you tell somebody a voice is coming from heaven. As the angel appeared unto Mary and said, a year by this time you will give birth to a son. His name shall be called Jesus. If men have not established that with Mary, and God can send an angel to come down and confirm that word, I am here to tell you, what men could not see about your destiny, God is sending an angel to come and say to you. And because God said it, come and say it shall come to pass. I don't know who I came here for. Maybe your parent told you you can't make it. But God has got a way of sending people from somewhere. And they even say things they don't know. And they don't even understand, but they say it. I am here to tell you under the sound of my voice. God said I should tell somebody here that a man told you you will not succeed. A man told you you will not prevail. A man told you that there is lack. But I'm here as a prophet of the Most High God, that every lack in your life, tomorrow by this time you shall see it no more. Come on, shout in the name of Jesus. If words on earth can empower a man to become something that is not, if words on earth can't empower you into your destiny today, God is sending you a word from heaven that will align and realign you into your destiny in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm going somewhere with this. Somebody under the sound of my voice. God said it and it shall come to pass. That is why he said it shall come to pass, not because it was already there. No. It shall come to pass, not because you can see it. It said, have I not said it? It said, have I not said it? Have I not said it? It said, is there anything too hard for me? Come on, say to your neighbor, there is nothing too hard for my God. The story started in Luke chapter 8, verse 10. The Bible said that it started, and behold, there came a man who is called Zacchaeus, who happened to be a ruler in the synagogues. And the verse number 42 said, for he had one only daughter, about 12 years of age, and she was lying down dying. Come on, say dying. And there is a word, the angel, but as he went, the people showed him the mole. The Bible said that, but today, I would like to share some lessons with you from the scripture. From this woman who had an issue for 12 years. Come on, say 12 years. The daughter also had the age, was at the age of 12 years. When we talk about 12 years, 12 years represent a governmental shift. It's a shift. That is why when God wanted to take over the promised land, he sent 12 spies. 12, he said, pick 12 stones. 12 is a system. It's a governmental system. It's a shift. When they wanted to move from the old covenant to the new covenant, we used 12. We established the old covenant with 12. Praise the Lord. So 12 appears in 187 times in the Bible. And there are several instances regarding the number 12, such as the 12 virgins stayed in the temple for 12 years. Jesus, at the age of 12 years, also started asking the scholars questions. And the 12 legions of angels. And we have the tree of life in the new creation will produce 12 types of fruit. Then we talk about the number 144,000 servants of God in the sum of 12 times 12,000. Praise the Lord. So 12 is very important and significant. If something is 12 years, that is why we came to the recognition that when your children or a woman get to the age of 12 years, it she starts showing signs of maturity. It's a level of what? Shift. Come on, say shift. Luke chapter 8 verse 44, the Bible said, came behind, and this was a woman. If she doesn't do anything about her situation, it will become a system. Praise God. And this woman came behind him and touched the border of his garment. And immediately, come on, say immediately, her issue of blood ceased. Look at me now. Let me slow you down here. I'll go up again. Came behind could mean that she couldn't respond to the word on time like others. But she did anyway, and instantly, immediately, directly, when she responded to the word, the Bible said the situation ceased all immediately. When we use the word behind Jesus, it means that something went ahead of her and she couldn't get a chance to get in front. And most of the time, the glory of God, when the Bible talks about promises, the prophetic words are always predestined. It always tells us of that which will befall us in the future. Came behind means that she was delaying, but anyway, she said, I will catch up with it anyway. And I know somebody under the sound of my voice, there are times that there are things that should happen in your life and you didn't see them happen. But glory be to God that he's able to restore. And so I will restore, which means that it went before time, but I will restore unto you the years that the caterpillars and cutworms have eaten. When you have an encounter with the word of God, when God releases his word into your life, it is able to produce what we call restoration. It is able to cause you to have an encounter with the supernatural that wouldn't be there had there not been the release of the word. Last Friday, I had the opportunity of ministering to a certain lady in the church. during Jabez's moment. And when the Lord released the word, I told her, I just released the word. Come on, say release the word. I just released the word, but not knowing the word, God has already prepared something ready for this young lady I'm talking about. And when the prophetic word came for this lady, not knowing Lord, the Lord has prepared. You don't have no idea about what I'm going to say. Look, before God releases his word unto you, he's already prepared the provision. You didn't hear what I just said. Before God told you that he's going to bless you, the provision has been made already. When I prophesied to that lady, I said, God said everything you are doing, he's seen it, is going to cause you to have a level of people who will sponsor your life. And immediately I said that, a man testified to me. He said, when you said that, I already had that thing in my heart. And immediately I feel like reacting and making it come to pass. I prophesy upon somebody under the sound of my voice that God has prepared a table that you can't see right now. But may the Lord release a prophetic word that will cause you to enjoy the benefit of your life. Labor in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said a man called Saul was walking with a servant, and when they got to a town, he said, I want us to go back. The servant said, we can't go back because there is a seer in this town. And my Bible said that a day before, God has spoken to the prophet called Prophet Samuel, and he's already told the cook that a man is coming, and I want you to reserve the best meat for this man. And the Bible said that when Saul had an encounter with the prophet, the Bible said that when the prophet released the prophetic word, it caused Saul to go and have a meal that he never thought he could have. I am here to prophesy upon your life that you are about to have an encounter with the word that will change your life, and the kind of word that will cause the struggles of your life become useless and empty. I didn't hear a big amen. Oh, there is a situation in the life of somebody. I am here to tell you that you think it is impossible, but wait for the right word from God. And I see the Lord changing your trouble into double blessing. Come and say to your neighbor, I am going through something for my double blessing.
I'm getting ready to preach here. It said in the verse number 45 and the 46 of the chapter 8 of Luke, and Jesus said, who touched me? Come on, say, who touched me? You have to understand it here. It's critical here. And I'm going somewhere. I don't even know where I'm going, but he's taking me somewhere. Look at what I'm saying here. There is something in your life that must touch something of God. There is something in your life that must touch Jesus. And when it touches Jesus, it releases a virtue from the kingdom of God. But you can't touch if you don't hear the right things. I will prove it to you in a minute. The Bible said this woman touched Jesus. And the reason why she touched Jesus, we've not come to that point yet. And the Bible said because she touched Jesus, a virtue went out of Jesus. And my Bible said because a virtue went out, the virtue was good enough to solve the problem that she was going through. I am here to tell you that the problem of your life is not that God cannot do it, but because you have not touched the right part of God, that can emit a level of virtue that will meet you at the point of your need. Somebody listen to me carefully. It is not something new. Come on, say to your neighbor, it's not something new. It is not something new because the disciples around Jesus saw people touching Jesus, but they were touching Jesus without a revelation, and they kept on touching. If you touch Jesus without a revelation, it is useless. The reason why you must understand, this woman touched Jesus with the revelation. What do I mean? There are times you pray, and it's the same prayer you pray, but when you obtain a revelation from God and you begin to pray, it changes the efficacy of the prayer. There are times you'll be singing with the same voice, but when you have an encounter with the voice of God, the same voice will produce something that it couldn't produce before. Let me come back to you in a minute. The Bible said there was a man called Jacob. His brother called Esau was looking to kill him. But the Bible said that there were times when Jacob was struggling with himself, because if he faces Esau, he's going to be killed straight away. But there was a prophetic word that belonged to Jacob. And the Bible said that that prophetic word has not manifested yet. And the Bible said that he wrestled with the angel, and the angel pronounced a declaration. He had a kind of voice that changed his mentality, that connected with heaven, and the virtue came out from heaven and imparted the same body. And the Bible said when the brother who was looking to kill him, when he saw his brother before he met the encounter, he would have killed him. But after he had an encounter with the heavenly realm and the virtue was released, the Bible said his brother went down and bowed. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, maybe the business you are doing is failing, but after the end of this service, you will go back to the same business, and the same business that couldn't make profit will begin to make profit. Come on, shout amen. I am here to tell you, you are about to have an encounter with God, that the same Jesus who they killed, the same Jesus, the Holy Ghost is about to empower you, because you are about to enter into a supernatural level of encounter. Come on, shout encounter. The Bible said in the Luke chapter 8 verse 47, and the Bible said, and she saw that she could not hide again. I am about to tell you something. God is about to give you a testimony that you can no longer hide, but you will testify in spite of everything. I said God is about to give you a testimony that you cannot hide the testimony. It will be too big for you to hide. Somebody said you can't hide the pregnancy. It's just a matter of time. God is about to release his word into your life that is going to cause that which have not been seen by men to be seen in your life. Come on, say, from today my life is changing. I'm getting ready to finish. In the verse number 48 where the preaching is, the Bible said, verse 48, I love it here. He said what? And he said unto her, daughter, be of good word. Come on. I'm releasing the bullets here. Come on, look at the revelation here. He said, daughter, come on, be with me here. He said what? Unto her, daughter, be of war. Be of good comfort. I'm here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, be of good comfort. Look at what he said. This is what. Why did he say be of good comfort? In the translation I have here, it's used the word colon, which means it's going to expatiate the point. It said, thy faith has made thee war. Oh, well. Go in war. In peace. Now let me say something here. Look at me. Wow. It said, be of war. Good cheer. Don't be ashamed of this. Okay? In other words, it means that what you have done is what has produced what you have. Be with me here. Okay? What you have done has graced you by mercy to receive what you have. I'm going somewhere. Be with me, please. I'm going somewhere critical here. It said, thy faith has made you all well. Be with me, please. Be with me on the fly. It is your faith that has made you all well. Then I ask myself, because this lady, you have no idea about this lady. This lady, I know you know the scripture already. I'm not going to tell you things you know. I'm going to tell you something that the Lord laid upon my heart. Look at me. It said, your faith has made you all well. The previous verses told you and I that this woman have spent all her money on physicians, but she was not made whole. Do you understand what I just said? And when you become sick, I became sick with an incurable disease. The doctors classified me that. And the pathetic situation about when you become sick is that everybody keep on speaking to you about where you should go and you'll get solution. Go to land. Brother Andrew, when you had issues with the high, isn't it? You went to Margate. Margaret said, don't worry. They referred you to London. Then they keep on referring you. But thank God that God instantly give you sight. Hallelujah. Be with me here. I'm going somewhere. So you keep on moving because of what you've had. You keep on moving from this point to the wall to the other in response of what people are saying. So people have given you so much hope, and you keep on moving from one place to the other. You keep on depending on the words of men. You keep on depending on what people said. And the more you try what people said, the worse it became. Be with me here. And my Bible tells me, in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, this woman had an encounter. We were not told about that encounter. She had an encounter about the word of God. In Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it said, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In a movement from one person to the other, she came across somebody who told her about the word of God. And said, I don't know what they told her, but they told her maybe that if she can have an encounter with Jesus, her trouble will be made whole. And she said, I don't think you know where I have been. I've been to many physicians, and through the space of time, none of them could help my situation to get better. So this woman started taking her journey. I feel like preaching. Come on, say, Pastor, preach. Her situation, according to what I know, the Bible's, we have communion. Is that communion? I'll finish in a minute. The Bible said that this woman was bleeding. And according to what I know by tradition, if somebody, a woman is bleeding, she doesn't go anything that is holy. If she's bleeding, she couldn't go closer to Jesus because it was too shameful. I know somebody under the sound of my voice, you are going through something in your life that is so shameful you can't talk about it. And I am here to tell you that the devil has made you call back in your shamefulness and accepted your shame. But the Bible said this woman had a word from God, because the Bible says she had faith, and she can never have faith if it had not been a word from God. She had a voice from God, because the Bible said faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the Bible says she had that word, and when she had that voice, in spite of her weakness, she said, I will not let my pain, I will not let my weakness limit me from my breakthrough. I know somebody under the sound of my voice, maybe when you look at yourself, you haven't got what it takes, and the more more you depend on what you have, the less you see yourself becoming what your destiny is all about. But I am here to tell you that God is about to release a word that you will no more be ashamed of yourself, and you will no more feel like you can't make it. In spite of the fact that you don't have what it takes, you are willing to back, you are willing to give it all for God. Like the woman that the prophet met, he said, I have left with a little oil and bread to eat with my son and we will die, but under the word that you have released, I will obey it anyway. Precious one, hearing the sound of my voice, the woman with the issue of blood had a word from God, and she said to herself, if I may but touch the hem of his garment. And the Bible said, in spite of what she has gone through, in spite of the repetitiveness of her failure, she said, I will give myself one more chance. I am here to tell you that you are about to hear a word from God that will cause you to have hope in spite of your hopelessness. My Bible said that maybe she didn't doubt so much, but she confided in the word that she heard, and that was the reliance she had on the word of God. And the Bible said, the same way she moved from one doctor to the other, and the same time she tried and it didn't work, this particular time when she touched the hem of his garment, she thought maybe it would take about 2 days. She thought maybe it would take about 5 weeks for the blood to stop. But my Bible said, instantly. Another word for instantly means immediately. It means that suddenly. I am about to prophesy unto somebody who have been stigmatized with a name. See, her name was not mentioned, but her situation characterizes her name. I am here to tell somebody, under the sound of my voice, maybe crossfire have been stigmatized, that is the black church, that is the small church, but glory be to God that we are about to receive a word from heaven that will change the face of this ministry. Maybe somebody told you you can't get married, but I'm here to tell you that God's word caused a barren woman to become fruitful. I don't know what you are going through, but I'm here to tell you that God's word is coming to you, and immediately your pain will no more be seen. I am here to tell somebody, maybe you have experienced lack in your life, and you think all about your life will be lack. I am here to prophesy into your life that God is going to visit you today. Come on, shout a big amen. My Bible said, Abraham have waited and waited, but the angels came and said, the word that you couldn't hear before, that couldn't cause Sarah to give birth, the Bible said, they said, we are here to give you that word. When they released that word, Isaac couldn't stop coming forth. I am about to prophesy into your life that God is about to speak a word into your life that your provision will be made speedily in the mighty name of Jesus. I remember when I wrote exams 7 times, I kept on failing, that even when I start writing, I know I will fail again. But when I had an encounter with the voice that told me that go and you will succeed, when I went, failure couldn't hold me. I am here to tell you that failure cannot hold you in the name of Jesus. I said, failure cannot hold you in the name of Jesus. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 2. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before us. The joy set was a promise, was the prophetic word. I am here to tell somebody under the sound of my voice, no amount of pain can limit you from getting into your destination. From today, every struggle in your life is about to pave way in a
the name of Jesus. Maybe you have been kept in captivity like the children of Israel. I am here to tell you that God is sending forth your Moses in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody under the sound of my voice, this year will not end like last year. I see the suddenly grace happening to you in the mighty name of Jesus. You want to receive Holy Ghost baptism? The Lord will fill your mouth with laughter. Receive the grace in the name of Jesus. Come on, stand on your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus. I am crazy. Look at me. Let's have the ready. Oh, look at me. Kadabasuket. Kadios. Hold the hand of somebody. Affect our behavior. Because of what we've heard, God will infect our behavior, that we will behave according to that which will bring forth his glory. In the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody shout amen. Let's have the birthday boy come around. God bless you. Let's have the birthday boy come around. Amen.